in the main podcast, I went and sort of plugged the fact that I had an idea for who we could recast Danielle with on All My Children. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about it this last week with all the comings and goings that are reportedly in the works and the fact that they are now bringing back the actor and actress who played Jesse and what's her name? I don't remember because they weren't on when I watched.
Angie.
I was thinking, you know, why don't we bring on a really strong young black actress? And I got thinking to myself, I love the actress who played Danielle, but considering they wrote her off, I was thinking to myself, you know, who'd make a really good Danielle and could come in and actually play a viable opponent to someone? Devetta Sherwood. Can you imagine Devetta Sherwood as Danielle?
You're my new hero.
And going...
I just miss her. Oh, I miss her. Now, she is fierce.
I realize it'd be a little bit of reverse Sorusing, but can you imagine her going up against Colby and how great that could be?
Oh, my goodness. It'd be awesome.
It was just like... Oh, I so wish that.
And her being in Fusion and telling Greenleaf to shut the hell up and telling Annie where to stick it.
Annie doesn't have any stock in that company. And as far as I'm concerned, as soon as...
Annie's always somewhere. Got to be in somebody's story. So... Exactly. So I think that's a great idea.
I was just thinking, you know, Devetta Sherwood would be great as Danielle.
Miss Devetta, too. Oh, I miss that girl.
Well, and the other thing that I had mentioned in the main podcast was this last week I was watching the Another World clips, looking for clips for the blog, and I realized, you know, if Fox is doing all this talking about bringing soaps back, because remember earlier in the year we talked about how it was rumored Fox was looking into the possibility of developing its own lineup of daytime sudsers. Instead of, like, developing some new show, which would basically get no attention and probably end up going the ways of Passions or Sunset Beach, why couldn't we just take and, say, have a streamlined Another World with, say, the children of Vicky and Jake and act as if they're being killed off on As the World Turns never happened, or, say, have Judy Evans' character Paulina be the mother of the soap and just have like if it, because we know they're going to base it around teenagers the same way Passions has done because of the demographics. So if they're going to do that,
sure.
Why couldn't you just take and launch a new soap with, say, one or two older characters like Passions did, but have it be from, say, Another World heritage?
And have it Jake and Vicky.
And have it Jake and Vicky or Paulina.
I knew you were going there.
Well, Jake and Vicky or Paulina or someone, any like a Corey or a Love, someone in there who we know. Linda Dano, did Felicia have any children on that show?
Yeah. She had Robin Christopher and Lorna Devon, that was her name.
Why can't we just have, how great would it be to have a freaking soap with Felicia back?
Oh.
Felicia Gallant, and even if
you got to caveat that Gallant.
Well, I mean, not but seriously, if you think about it, it's like, okay, can you imagine Felicia Gallant being reborn as like this soap's version of Susan Lucci, and just have it be about her family and maybe one other family, and have it be like a Bold and the Beautiful style Another World?
Well, okay, I like your ideas. I think you're so intelligent and you're so well thought out. But the things about teen storylines that they haven't worked in years, I can't name a teen storyline that I've liked and or cared about or has worked for me, because I'm sick of everyday life as it is. I want to get away. Does that make sense?
Okay,
teen storylines tend to be angsty and over the top and all about me, me, me. And I think people are just kind of tired of the me, me, me entitled characters. And they want people we care about, and that's usually and more relatable, and that's usually more veteran actors. But you have a good point.
And
I want to do it anyways.
I agree with you. So, I agree with you about the teen point. I was just thinking, okay, if they're specifically targeting a younger demographic, which we know they would, I would so much rather have it be them targeting a younger demographic with characters that we could have the possibility of, say, Cass popping in, or Vicky, or Jake, or Donna, or any of these.
If they're going to do it anyways, they might as well do it this way.
Yeah,
and is that what you're saying?
And it would put Procter & Gamble back in the three soap business. and maybe give Guiding Light, and As the World Turns, a little bit more of a fighting chance. But
I miss Another World. My goodness, I don't miss the Another World from the last 2 years. But
with what's his name? The
okay,
killer.
I do not put Edmund or Lumina, whatever. I'm talking about after the killing of Ryan and Frankie is when I completely thought this soap had lost all bite, and putting Carl with Rachel, that was terrible. If we could have the soap it was before the deaths, you know what I mean? Oh, Another World was just so much fun and so good and so real.
And
I missed it.
And I was watching an old clip from a period of time which I did not remember from Another World, in which Jake died or needed $80,000 and faked his death after getting the money from Vicky. They had the funeral, and they actually had Paulina and Vicky walking out to the curb, and it was literally an outdoor shot where they showed the people carrying the casket out to an actual real live car, and Jake standing over on the sidewalk across the street watching them. It's like, okay, here we have Another World, which way back then, before they were even in need of cancellation or in risk of cancellation, was using outdoor shots the way these soaps are going to now. And it's like, Another World was so good, and I just miss Rachel, and I miss Paulina, and I miss Vicky, and I miss Donna, and I miss Felicia.
I think As the World Turns sucks for killing off Vicky and Jake. It didn't happen. There's my sound effect.
Exactly.
It didn't happen.
I don't think it did either.
And they're raising those twins, and those twins are fierce. You know?
And even for instance, I don't understand why we couldn't have had Lila pop up more.
Oh yeah,
she was a new character, but what was her name? The woman who was married to Grant in the last couple years.
Loved. God.
She would be so perfect to have been developed on As the World Turns.
Oh yeah,
and she showed up for like two appearances. Oh, what was her name? Short hair.
I think they'd be even better on Guiding Light, to be honest.
I would take them on either of them. Like, I would just like Another World characters to pop up. Maybe that's how As the World Turns and Guiding Light could get a boost in their ratings, if all of a sudden Another World characters started popping up out of the blue again. It'd be like, Another World sighting, Another World sighting.
It wasn't Cindy. What was her name?
Yeah, it was.
Was it Cindy? Cindy?
Yes, it was Cindy.
Okay.
That was her.
Gosh, I don't know where that name just came from, but then I thought, no, that can't be right. That was too easy. Yeah, it was Cindy. Yeah, Cindy broke or something.
Well,
Cindy
and
something.
Afterwards, the actress went on to she went on to a show which I believe was on AMC, the movie channel. It was sort of one of their first attempts way back when cable networks were experimenting with original programming. She was actually really good on it, and then the show just disappeared, and it was like, you know, I just love her to come back to daytime television.
I can't remember. I don't. Gosh, what was her name? I could barely remember Cindy.
Well, and the other thing, it was like, why aren't these? Why didn't those actors pop up on more shows? Because you had Judy Evans popped up on Days of Our Life.
That's how I know her. Okay, I have a son. Okay, he's 3. And we watched The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on Disney. She plays the mother of Zack and Cody.
Okay.
Who plays Cindy.
Oh, she's on that.
Kim Rhodes.
Okay, but let me just that is the that's the show that's actually being produced by the Olsen Girls or Olsen Twins company, because they wanted to take and keep their business alive once the Olsen Twins got too old.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Zack and Cody is from basically.
Well, that's who plays the mother, and I kept looking at her, going, "How do I know her? How do I know her?" And then that's it. That's how I know her. She was Cindy. That's too funny.
Well, apparently she did get it. Apparently she did get a job then.
Yes, she did.
So it was just, I just was thinking about it, it's like, why in the world haven't some of these actors ended up on more soaps?
I don't know.
Judy Evans made it. Jensen Buchanan was on Another World, and then they killed her off, and then...
Oh, don't even talk about General Hospital. Didn't happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Then you had the guy who played Ryan pop up on Guiding Light, and let me just say, age has not been kind to him.
You leave him alone.
Well, it's true.
And it was called The Lot, by the way.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She was good on it. She's if I remember correctly, she played like one of those
Rachel 40, Lipton
40s or 50s like Hollywood gossip women. Yeah, it was really good. And I was like, the actor who played Jake, I never ever remember his name.
Tom Eplin.
There we go. The guy who played Cass Winthrop.
Stephen Schnetzer.
The other ones that I always wondered is like, okay, I realized that the actress who played Rachel Corey was...
Victoria Wyndham.
There we go. I realized that her...
I can kiss all day.
I realize that her as a character, like as an actress, considering the fact that she was a matriarch of a soap, probably didn't have much of a chance of ending up on another soap.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, I would just love to see her end up somewhere because she was that.
A guest star? I mean, just think. Is she coming to be a guest star on something like As the World Turns or.
Oh, I got it. She could come up. She could show up as a guest star on All My Children as Erica's twin sister.
I don't get why that's funny.
Because Erica... Never mind. Never mind. I won't say it. Because
it's not funny and you can't think of a reason why.
No, I can, but it was... Victoria Wyndham looks her age as opposed to Susan Lucci's Erica.
How do you know she does? We haven't seen her in 50 years.
True, true. And well, even too. And then with what they did to Linda Dano on ABC, it's like, I understand that why she got a job. It made sense, but...
I thought she was really good on Guiding Light. That's, 6 months she was on? So good.
To me, I just wonder, is it the fact that the actors or actresses who portrayed those characters were such iconic characters for that soap that they would get higher billing off the bat? Like, not higher billing, but higher pay grade? But because it doesn't seem to me like nowadays they could get the kind of pay that they were getting back then. But it just seems like, you know, I'd love to see some Another World stars start popping up again.
Yeah, you want to see Charles Keating recast on General Hospital as like or something.
That has been my dream forever. I've always said he should be either a Cassadine or they should bring Helena on and have him be Helena's love interest. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine that quite well. You know, I could write these soaps. We could write these soaps. And they would be so good.
I challenge ABC Daytime to give us a 6-month
contract. Yep. Oh, wait, then we'd have to join the guild and then we'd be on strike.
if this strike keeps going, I would be willing to even come in for 6 months as a scab writer, and then if I was doing well enough, then sign up for the guild.
But they wouldn't let you in because you were a scab.
Damn it.
You see? It's a vicious cycle.
Damn it.
I know it.
Could I write anonymously with
anonymously?
A fake
name? Yes. Hey, we can send it in via internet and work from home.
How
much money they would save?
Well, I know. And Dina Higley? I mean, if Dina Higley can do it, we can do it.
Oh, for real? If Dina Higley and Megan McTavish can get jobs over and over again, why can't we? Crazy.
I'm just sitting here imagining what would happen if we were able to. Can you imagine us just being soap writers and having carte blanche over a show? Like
we would fight. No, it'd be like a one bloody room because we would fight to death about it.
Actually, I don't think we would.
I think we would.
No. You and I work pretty good together.
No. I mean, we would, but don't you think that we would, like, fight a lot?
But I think
we fight a lot now.
I think it would be good type of fighting.
Yeah, but you like Gloria, and that's just hideous to me.
We're not.
I mean, and
I'm
people
talking
I
ABC
like.
soaps.
Oh, see,
because that's what I said earlier. I said,
"I'm so scared to One Life to Live."
Okay, I'm telling you what. You and I could write All My Children with our eyes shut and our hands tied behind our backs better than it's being written now. Seriously, if you and I,
a monkey throwing poo would write better than what's being written now. It's horrible. Yeah, I said it.
I honestly think that if you and I were to like take over the writing of All My Children, that are not even necessarily the writing, but the executive responsibilities, that we could honestly take and turn that show around. And we may fight, but I think that both if you and I know enough about that soap and know where it needs to go to be able to agree on a lot of stuff.
Okay. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, I'll be honest, to get this job. I'm serious. Brian Franz, did you hear that? I'm willing to do it.
Now, it might... we might have to take down the Up Yours post on the blog. Or was that Guza?
It was Guza. Remember Up Yours, Guza? Hey, you know what? I could do it. I could do it. I mean, seriously. We really need a job. If I could quit my job and write full time, wouldn't that rock?
Oh yeah, I think that you and I could do amazing things as the head writers of All My Children. And here's how I look at it. If he can take and give Carl Avati, who was an unknown, a chance, then I think it should be fair that they
who?
Bring.
Carl Avati was not an unknown. He was an
Well, but I'm saying
I have to
by
do this 50 times.
No, I'm He's... saying but. He was there for a long time, and I understand that. I'm just saying he was not a McTavish. He's not the Riley. He was not the Higley. He was not all of these big, big ones who everybody knows about. He was someone who was, prior to that, very much unknown outside of the people who actually worked on the show, is what I was meaning.
Okay.
If they could give him a chance and look what he's done, I would so love a chance.
Ratings are in the toilet, which I do not understand. I don't get it. And I know All My Children in General Hospital is as bad as they've ever been. Ever. I get that. But my goodness. You know? Oh, piece of trivia.
Okay.
Who was the original Rachel?
I have no clue.
Another World.
No clue.
Robin Strasser.
Was she?
Yes.
They actually recast Rachel Corrie?
Yeah. Aren't you glad they did?
Wow.
Yeah. Aren't you glad they did?
Have they ever?
Because would Robin have found that role that she shines in and is still playing today if she hadn't left?
Conversely, would As Another World have been canceled if she were playing that role?
Another World would have been canceled because it wasn't Victoria Wyndham's fault. That's a crazy comment.
I was just trying to be philosophical and
reverse
psychology.
Well,
What was it that you found on a blog?
Huh?
What was it that you found online?
Oh, the best week ever?
Uh-huh.
Best week ever has a list. They have various lists. A couple of them are stupid. I'll just say that. But the top 10 fiercest things of 2007. And I love this list. It's hilarious because number one is Zarf's I Have a Penis monologue from February of 2007. And they have the clips for it of the I Have a Penis skit. They call it a sketch, even though it was a scene with Bianca. Was it Bianca or was it Babe? I can't remember.
Don't remember. I don't really want to.
And they talk about why it's so fierce. And they talk about the robe, the slinky slip, the sexy bra, the smudged eye makeup, the smeared lipstick, wink, wink, stubble, Adam's apple, and the big masculine hands. And they love Zarf. They talk about long live Zarf. They lament his loss. And I think it's because they lament his loss, not because the character was so riveting. The character is such
a cliche?
Unintentional comedy. I mean, seriously. I mean, go to Best Week Ever, which is what, VH1? Mm-hmm. But it's bestweekever.tv. And then look up the top 10 fiercest things of 2007. Oh, my gosh, this list is hilarious. And then you get to see the clip of, I have a penis, and the single tear that rolls down his cheek. And I just think it's hilarious that that made number one. Because obviously, there's our people.